Phoenix Audio presents.
Shadows on the Hudson by Isaac Bashevis Singer. Volume 3. Performed by Theodore Bickel, Julie Harris, and John Rubinstein.
Every Passover, Boris prepared a Seder. But this year, since Frida had become his wife, he was determined to hold a Seder people would remember. Now there was a problem of whom to invite. In the past, it was Anna who had always asked the four questions, and Grein had always been a guest. Now those two had cut themselves off from their roots. Stanislav Lurie had also made it known that he would not attend. Boris had wanted to invite the painter, Jacob Anfang, but Frida had suggested that it was perhaps better not to do so. Only four possible guests remained. Dr. Halperin, now the host's brother-in-law, Professor Schrage, Dr. Margolin, and Boris's nephew, Hermann. Had Hermann not been a communist, Boris would have allowed him to ask the four questions. But as things were, the father of the feast did not propose to have a disciple of Stalin asking him anything. So that he might have a few more people at his Seder, Boris invited Dr. Alswanger, the controversial scholar from Palestine. Dr. Halperin complained that it was a disgrace to sit at the same table with so pretentious a person. Dr. Margolin had also heard of Alswanger and decried him as a dilettante. But apart from the fact that Boris loved to hear learned people dispute and quarrel among themselves, Dr. Alswanger was completely lost and without friends in New York, and it was out of the question to deny him Jewish hospitality and companionship during a major festival.